Isinger.
Oh, hello, Bob. This is Fiona. I've got a laser coaching session with
yes,
you.
Yes, Fiona, I'm ready for you. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm a bit nervous. I couldn't work out if I had the right time zone or not.
Sure. You're in the UK, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, you're at the right time and the right place, so I'm glad you called. And I've read over your email, your introduction, a little bit.
Okay.
What kind of question really jumps out at you? What's the most pressing question that you have right now, would you say?
What's really, really doing me in is how am I going to stop it happening again? How am I going to know if it happens again? Because of your really, really wonderful website, I have to say, it's really helped me.
Good, I'm glad
it helped. It really has. And I just think I'm starting to get to a place now where on some days I can manage not to cry about it, and I can think, okay, there's hope. And then I think, well, yeah, but I had hope before, and what if I go through all of this and it happens again?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how to get past that. I mean, my husband seems to be genuine now. He seems to be, you know, committed to trying to make things better. But I just think, well, how do I know? When he was saying to me 5 months ago, I was saying to him, you know, is there somebody else? Please tell me if there's somebody else. And he's saying, no, there's nobody, I swear to you. And now I'm saying to him, you're not going to do it again, are you? And you're not still seeing her, are you? And he's like, no, I swear to you. And I'm thinking, he lied to my face so easily before. How will I ever know the truth again?
Okay, if you ask him, how will you know he's telling the truth?
Yeah.
That's a huge question for you right now.
It is. It really is.
Tell me, when you're crying, what are you thinking about? What are the thoughts? What are the images? What is it that stirs up the feelings, the strong feelings?
I think it's the powerlessness that I have, you know, because I'm not a person who takes my eye off the ball. And if I could see that, you know, oh well, I wasn't paying him any attention, or I was too wrapped up in our child or in my business or anything like that, then that's why it happened. But I can't see that I did that. I didn't take my eye off the ball. So I think, well, I'm making all this effort now to, you know, to rejuvenate our marriage and to try and rebuild the bridges. And I think, well, what difference is it going to make? It's kind of this hopelessness that I was doing everything I could and he still cheated on me. And I don't know how. Oh, it sounds really stupid, but I just don't know how to believe that this isn't going to happen to me again.
Right.
That I'm not going to go through all this for nothing, and he's just going to go, you know, yeah, well, that was all fun and everything, but I've got this younger model. She's 29. She's blonde. She's very sexy. Everybody fancies her. So it's, you know, I just feel. It's the hopelessness. It's no matter what I do, I'm never going to be 29.
You can't compete with that.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like no matter how much that I'm the best that I can be, that I'm not going to be enough for him, I think, really.
You're not going to be enough for him in what ways?
Well, if I wasn't before, I don't see how I'll be enough for him now, you know, because before I was paying him attention and making sure our home was well looked after and our child was well looked after and all the stuff that, you know, I thought I was doing a good job and being a good wife, and he still chose to find somebody else. And this counsellor that we've been seeing just keeps saying, you know, if he was happy at home, he wouldn't have gone looking somewhere else, which is why I've stopped seeing that counsellor.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
No.
And I disputed that really strongly with her. I said, I know. Well, you know, a lot of my male friends have cheated on their partners, and they always say to me, you know, oh, I feel so bad. And then a couple of months later, they're like, well, you know, there was problems on both sides. And I think, well, no, there wasn't. You had it really good, but you got offered something extra, and you took it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had £1 million to bet on the one man who wouldn't do this to me, I would bet it on my husband. And I can't believe that he's done it to me, and that's what's killing me, is I keep thinking, could I have done something differently? Could I have done something better? Was I doing something wrong? And I can't see what I was doing that made this happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how I'm going to stop it happening again.
Okay, so what you're struggling with is the whole issue of the power that you have, or the lack of power that you experience in this situation. And right
yes.
now, you feel like you have no power.
Totally.
You can't
totally.
Compete with her because she's young and sexy, and even the age difference is something that you can't change. You can't compete with that.
Yeah.
I suppose you could dye your hair blonde if you wanted to, but what?
I even thought about it.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? I even thought about doing that.
Sure. But what good is that going to do? You know, he knows it's whatever color it is.
Yeah, no, he knows.
All right, but the bottom line here is, let me see if I understand this, Fiona, is that you say to him, can I trust you? And he
yeah.
says to you right now, yes, you can.
Yes.
And you're thinking, in the future, when I say to him, can I trust you, when I say that to him 2 years from now, and I say, can I trust you, and he says, yes, you can, will I be able to believe it then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Can I offer a suggestion?
Please.
Don't ask him that question.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
What would happen if you'd say to him, this is what I want in a marriage. This is what I want in a relationship. Are you in or are you out?
Wow. Okay. Scary.
Scary? Okay. All right. Say more about that. What goes through your mind when I just said that?
Well, I must admit, I feel, since I found out, I've always been a person who said, you know, oh, if ever I found out, that would be it, he'd be out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did find out, and he said to me, you know, straight out, do you just want me to go? Do you want me to leave? And I was like, no, no, you're not going, no. Because I just had this terrible fear that he was just, that would be it. He would just go and that'd be it. So
mm-hmm.
it's quite daunting for me to think of saying to him, right, you know, this is what I want out of it,
okay.
And are you in or out? It's empowering in a way, but kind of terrifying in case he wants out.
Well, do you think he would see it as you being extremely powerful, or does he see you as an extremely powerful person?
I think he saw me as having more of the power in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I was the one who made the decisions about silly things, holidays, or which school our daughter goes to, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was running things a bit, I guess.
Okay, okay. You enjoy taking care of things. You enjoy managing things. You're good at that, is that correct?
Yes.
And he kind of allowed you to do that?
Yes, very much so.
Or wanted you to do that, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So if you said to him, this is what I want in a marriage, are you
mm-hmm.
in or are you out, you think you would hear that as a threat?
I don't know if he'd hear it as a threat. I think he really runs from confrontation. He doesn't like confrontation.
Okay.
I mean, even, you know, like I had to tell this other woman that it was over. He wouldn't even tell her that. He was like, well, I can't do that.
Okay, so he would see this as a confrontation if you'd say, this is
yes.
what's really important to me.
Yes.
He wouldn't say, oh, I never realized that was really important to you in a marriage. That's interesting, Fiona.
Yeah, I'd never thought of it like that.
He would never say that to you. He would see it more as a threat or a confrontation.
I think he would. I think he would see that as quite a challenge.
Okay.
But I don't know. I've never done it. So.
Sure. Well, how could you say it in a different way that might get a different kind of, more of an accepting kind of response from him, I wonder?
I think maybe it's the in or out bit.
That's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, maybe if I... And it's funny because, like, in my work, in my job, I would do that. That would be no question.
Okay.
And I'm just... I was kind of really... I feel very, very vulnerable at the moment at home, and it's kind of... That's kind of hard. So, yeah, this is what I want for my marriage. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I've got to pin down, or what I really want. and then say to him, well, this is, what, you know, what do you think of that? This is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, okay.
What are you looking for? Would that sit with it?
Okay. What are a couple things you think of when you think of what you really want in a marriage? When you want, what you want in your marriage with him? What goes through your mind?
Oh, a real team, a real us against the world kind of thing.
Okay.
Which my counselor said wasn't healthy, but that's really how I see it. That's how I see a family is, you know, it's you're really strong and you're united and you know that they've always got your back, and that's what I want for me and that's what I want for my little girl.
Okay, so you want to feel like you're a team working together.
Yes.
Did you feel like you were a team working together before the affair?
Oh, I really did.
You did, you
really
felt that.
I really did. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Did he feel that?
I thought he did.
Okay. So that might be something you could check out with him. Something like, you know, I remember back a couple years ago when we did this, when we did that, and it really felt to me like we were really working together. And I wonder if you remember it as us working together, or whether you remember it differently.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
Okay. So, us being a team. Yeah. Because I really thought we were a team, you know?
Okay. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but you never talked about it, is that correct?
Yeah, we never did.
Okay. Most of us don't.
Okay, so as being a team, did he remember it like that? Okay, got that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now how are we doing here? Is this helpful for you?
It really is. It really is. I hadn't even thought of that, about things like, because I always saw us as it was us versus the world, and I feel a bit stupid now for not thinking, you know, did he think of it like that? Was that how he saw it, or I don't know. I can't wait to ask him now.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I was reading about the seven types of affair, and one of the things that you said that really struck with me, one of the things on your website, and I think it was in one of the emails as well, was that you said it doesn't have to be sexual to be an affair, and he swears that he didn't sleep with this woman.
Okay.
And everybody, you know, like my friends and things, are either saying to me, you're stupid to think he didn't.
Okay.
Because he must have. Or they're saying if he didn't, then it's not an affair. But it is an affair, isn't it? It's still valid.
Well, I think an affair is based primarily on a sense of betrayal and secrets.
Mm-hmm.
When there's withholding of information, or when there's a third party involved in which there's secrets, and you're on the outside, that's not healthy.
No, definitely.
And it generates problems.
So if I, rather than saying to him then, you know, that if I can trust him again, I've got to look at really what I want out of it.
Exactly.
And ask how he feels about that.
That's what I'm thinking. And not only would it, I think the reason why I'm saying this, Fiona, is not only will it help generate a different direction for your communication and your style of communication with him, and offer possibilities for new levels of understanding, but it also will empower you, and you need empowerment now because you're feeling like you're on the floor.
I really am.
You need to feel your power, and you have a lot of power. There's no doubt about it. You sound like a strong person who has worked hard to manage things. You do that very, very well. You're insightful. You're articulate, and you have a lot of power. But you don't feel it. You need to kind of recapture that. The way it sounds.
Yep, definitely. And which of the seven types of the affair do you think this was? Reading up on that as well.
Well, which ones do you think?
I don't know. I was originally drawn to the one about being in love.
Okay.
But I'm not sure, because he says he didn't love her, and he says I think the way he described it was just something fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what really strikes me as, you know, I can't be fresh. I've known him, we've been married for 9 years, it's our anniversary tomorrow,
okay.
You know, like, I've known him for like 15 years. I can't see how I can be fresh. I can't be different and new. but then maybe...
You may want to... I suggest you look over number 7.
Number 7.
Mm-hmm. I want to be close to someone but can't stand intimacy.
Oh, right. Now, that's interesting because the counselor said that she felt he had a problem with intimacy.
Sure, yeah. Well, most of us do, and most men do. But that's a good place to begin because it sounds like there's not a lot of anger there. There's not a lot of resentment. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So there's something else going on. There's more of a fear involved, the way it sounds, a fear of confrontation, a fear of being known, which is, those are key ingredients to intimacy.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, I mean, one of the things you recommended, I think you gave a link to another site which was which had a workbook on personal healing by Dr. Frank Ginsberg,
mm-hmm.
and he did actually download the healing guide or whatever it was for the cheetah,
okay.
And he has been working on that. So
good. And does he talk to you about that?
No.
Okay, it might be interesting if you would just say, hey, I just wonder how you're doing with that. Don't ask him a question, but just throw out a comment, a curious comment. I wonder how you're doing about with that. I wonder what you're learning, and see what response you get.
That's good because that's the same sort of thing as I say. If I was to say, this is what I want, are you in or out?
Mm-hmm.
But he would really reverse from that really at high speed. So if I say, how do you feel about that, and how are you doing with the workbook and that sort of stuff? Okay.
Are you in or out? That's a pretty strong statement, but you want to fashion some statements that are less strong, but aren't kind of targeting that kind of question. Are we going to work together here? Mm-hmm. Okay, our time's about up. Has this been helpful for you?
It really has. I'm writing so much down
here
so I don't forget it because I have the most terrible memory.
Okay, well, just take a couple minutes and after our phone call here just to jot down some things that kind of jump out at you, okay?
Yeah, will do.
Right.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so
All right.
much.
Great talking to
and
you.
Please don't stop doing what you're doing.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.